This is Geek News Central. My name is Todd Cochran, and the stories that leads today's show are as following. Giving Amazon the keys. Walmart and their introduction of robots. We're going to talk about the JFK files being online, classified files being online, or some of the JFK files being online. And we're going to talk about cochlear. I just destroyed it. It's the folks that make hearing aids or the cochlear implant, but they've made a new hearing aid for it works with the iPhone. We'll talk about that. Of course, plus all the news of the day. I want to welcome you to episode 1235 of the Geek News Central podcast for Thursday, October 26th. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. Of course, you can support this show today at geeknewscentral.com/insider by becoming an insider, or simply paypal.me/geeknews. You can always pick up Ohana gear, yes, cool t-shirts, mugs, and all kinds of crazy stuff at cafepress.com/Ohana store. So definitely check all that out. And I want to give a warm, warm welcome to all the brand new listeners of the show. Thanks for being here. Got a great show lined up for you today. Lots to talk about. And I tell you, lots to go over. And Kirk really jam-packed, who is our executive producer, jam-packed a lot into today's show. So I'm going to get through the introductions quick and onto it. But if you're brand new, we want you to get over to geeknewscentral.com. And when you're over there, get subscribed to the show. You can do that right on the right-hand column of the website. Don't miss a single episode. And also, sign up for the newsletter. You'll find that link a little bit further down on the page. But definitely check the website on a daily basis. Our writing team is always putting stuff together. And we got great articles for you to check out and to absorb. And of course, if you have comments on today's show, you can reach me, geeknews@gmail.com is the email address. Or you can follow me on Twitter at Geek News. You can join our Slack channel by sending me an email to geeknews@gmail.com and tell me you want to join our Slack channel and provide me the email address you want to be invited on. You can follow me on Google Plus or on Facebook. You can watch this show on the Roku via the Tech Podcast channel or on the Apple TV. You can listen on the Amazon Echo by telling that device to play the latest edition of the Geek News Central podcast. You can listen on Stitcher, watch or view at blueberry.com. Or tell Google Home to play the podcast Geek News Central. Partner shows include No Better Than Average with Jacob McJeff, The Gadget Professor with Mr. Don Bain, The Pro Gear Site being written by my GNC team, The New Media Show, which is co-hosted myself and Rob Greenlee, and of course, Podcast Legends. And maybe we'll get one in the can here sooner or later for that one. But this show, of course, would not be possible. What I do here would not be possible. The upgrades to the studio would not be possible. Keeping the lights on would not be possible without our good friends at GoDaddy.com. And really, this is where you can help the show in a big way is by sharing all of the codes and all of everything that I've got going on here with GoDaddy so that you can save a lot of bucks or help your friends save a lot of bucks. And all you got to do, again, is go to geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. And when you're on that page, you're going to find all the deals, whether it be a 99cent.com, whether it be a one-month free trial of GoDaddy website builder, your choice of personal, business, or business plus plans, or just get a WordPress site. $1 a month for the first year includes a free domain. Again, $1 a month for the first year with a free domain for a managed WordPress site. If you want a standard hosting account, same deal. $1 a month for the first year and a free domain. So, it's the best deal in podcasting. It's the best deal on online getting started. This is the place to go, geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. Grab a code, click code, and get over to GoDaddy and pick up your new enterprise or launch a new enterprise. Buy it as a Christmas gift, as a Thanksgiving gift, as a as a birthday present. You can hook a family member up or again, share my page with all your friends, family members, people that you know. Don't write it on the bathroom wall. That wouldn't be cool. But any else place that you can share my link to my GoDaddy codes, including Twitter, Facebook, and so forth, you're helping the show. So definitely thanks to all of you that do that. And of course, we want to thank our sponsor, GoDaddy.com, GeekNewsCentral.com/GoDaddy. So real quick here, just kind of get you guys up to date what's going on. CES press passes are approved, so we're all credentialed up. The entire team is credentialed up, at least my entire team is credentialed up. Hotel reservations are made. Airplane tickets are made for at least one person. I need to make mine, and then we need to get Colton's plane tickets made. So we're all really, you know, basically good to go for Vegas. And cars reserved, all that stuff. We've got the room. We've got the furniture. We've got the electricity. We've got the internet all ordered. And I'm excited. I think we're going to be ready to put on one heck of a show when it comes to CES the week of January 8th. So look forward to having you along with us during that live coverage. Now, one thing that came to my attention, and it is very much unplanned, but I saw a post about a deal that the folks at NewTek were putting together. And essentially the deal, and so what, you guys know that I'm running a TriCaster here. I'm running an 860. I've had it a number of years. It has not given me any problems. It's still in good shape, but just like any other, it's a computer, and it's got cards in it, and it's got, you know, all kinds of special stuff, and it's long out of warranty. It's still supported, but NewTek said, we will give you $5,000 off the purchase of a new TriCaster, and you get in a trade-up deal, and you get to keep your old TriCaster. Now, in any deal that I've ever done with NewTek before, when I've upgraded, and this is how we started out. Those of you who remember, I started with a broadcast unit that I had bought used. I used it to upgrade, and I've done this two or three times to upgrade and refresh my electronics, but I've always had to turn in the old piece of gear. You know, you do a trade-in, right? Trade-in, trade-up. And they were always very good about their credits. Now, where this is remarkable is that the 860 is a beast. It is an amazing machine. And I think with the control surface, with the box, you know, retail-wise, I think it's like, or was, about $30,000 total. Now, I didn't pay that much because, again, I traded up. But I still probably have $25,000 in total cost to have been on the 860 for these number of years. Well, the new TriCasters are using this thing called Advanced Edition, NDI, and that box that I am buying as an upgrade is as capable as the box that I have in the rack right now. It's brand new, comes with a warranty. It's going to get me down the road another 3-4 years. And I really had not planned on upgrading the TriCaster this year, but the deal was so incredible where I get to keep the old machine, which is really cool. And the only difference is I can't, it's no longer supported. I can't, if it breaks, I'm done. If new software comes out, I can't upgrade it. It is locked in where it is today. That's it. But everything that I need for that machine and where it's at today is perfect. And so I'm really, and I really was looking at the budget, and I'm very tight on, you know, trying to figure out where we're going to be at the end of the year and everything else we got to cover. And this really wasn't a planned upgrade, but I'm at the point now where it was getting a little worried about the machine anyway. Time goes on, and this was such a good deal. So sometime in the next couple of weeks, we'll have a new box, and I'll have a big bill. But like I said, continue to support the sponsor, and we'll be able to make things. And, you know, take me 3-4 months to pay this thing off, but it is going to be, a huge, you know, for the show, from a production standpoint, going to carry us for a long, long time. So anyway, that is that's one thing I did, and I thought I would let you know. Your support and your ongoing support of the sponsors do allow me to make these kinds of decisions from time to time. So I'm excited about, and I get a new control surface. So now in my head, I'm like, how are we going to change everything up? And we'll worry about that later. But I foresee an official set coming from the garage. So we'll keep it there for now. We'll talk about it later. But anyway, that's what's going on as far as equipment upgrade here goes. Had a huge meeting earlier in the week. Very excited about some stuff that's forthcoming. Going to have a big announcement next week, which I'm really excited about as well. And also been doing a little bit of stuff on the Freedom of Information Act stuff with the school situation. It's still ongoing, but that's basically the end of the kind of the updates. But it's been I'm looking forward to the weekend. In a big, big, big way. So, it's going to be a TGIF here in about 3 hours, even though I'll be asleep at that time. But I'm looking forward to Friday and the forthcoming weekend. But anyway, everyone, thanks for being here. Thanks for being subscribed. And let me go ahead and get into the stack of stuff. I got a huge, huge load of articles tonight. So we're going to be hitting it pretty hot and heavy here. And if you're on Facebook with us, make sure you say hello, do a shout out. And for those of you on YouTube, we're at live.geekandcentral.com with the chat room is open, and we have a new chat room over there. So don't feel free to come over and watch the YouTube live at live.geekandcentral.com. Okay, so Walmart. Walmart is testing self-scanning robots in 50-plus stores. And these are not checkout scanners because they've had these for a while. These are shelf scanners. And these robots go up to an aisle and scan the shelves, and it takes inventory. And it tabulates where inventory levels are on the shelf, and then produces a list of products that need to be refilled and where they go for the store employees. No longer do we have to have an employee that walks down the aisle, looks at the shelf, determines what is empty. You know, but originally I thought Walmart had this where it was tied to their checkout counter. You know, they had 20 bottles of aspirin sold. They knew the shelf was down 20. It triggered some sort of event. Maybe they do that. But this robot will basically drive by the shelf, scan the shelf, and supposedly saving human staffers the hassle of checking everything. There's supposedly going to be technicians on site just in case. But the bots are fully autonomous. And thanks to, in part, to 3D imaging, they can dodge around obstacles, make notes to return later if their path was blocked. And Walmart is being very careful here. They're stressing that the robots are there to supplement humans, not replace them. And it's to limit drudgery and the expense that go with it. Supposedly help workers get to the task of filling empty shelves. And that's a job that the company doesn't see ending anytime soon. Seeing the difficulty robots will have when grabbing objects. But it makes you go, just a little bit, doesn't it? So once again, technology is reducing, because there was someone that had to walk around with a clipboard or a computer or a scanner and scan stuff and put entry codes in. That job is essentially eliminated or pared down. So while they stress they're not reducing people, how many people will a couple of robots replace in a store? That is a question that should be asked. But is your job on the verge of being outsourced to a robot? Good question, yeah. Makes you think a little bit. But who would have thought of it? And I guess maybe we should have thought of it, because some company did. And basically, they're going to be implementing this as a test in 50. They did a trial run on it, and they're going to run additional 50 stores. And these machines are come out of Arkansas from a company called Bosa Nova Robotics, and good for them. You know, and I tell you, where the job's going to be is servicing these bad boys, being that technician, and probably earning a much higher wage to service these fleet of robots and make sure they work, software upgrades, and, you know, greasing them and do everything you need to do to make sure they work. So, again, it's just about a job shift. And where do you want to be? Do you want to be the person checking the shelves, or do you be one of the person that's fixing the robots that are scanning the shelves? And I think I know the simple answer to that. But do you? So time will tell where this leads. Okay, according to the National Archives, nearly 3,000 documents related to the 1963 assassination of President John F. Kennedy, previously secret either part or in full, can now be downloaded and seen by anyone via the National Archives. Now, here's the skinny. Today was the deadline for the U.S. government to release the remaining secret files, but as the day drew close, the president said the release of some records may be delayed for another 180 days. And because the National Security Agency and the CIA both sent letters, according to news reports, to the president, saying we want some files to remain out of the public eye. Now, let's think about this. This happened in 1963. Many of you, I was not even alive in 1963, okay? You know, I did not exist even as protoplasm in 1963. And, well, let me do the math. October, November, December, January, February. Wait a minute. October, November, December, January, February, March, April, May. Oh, I may have been. I may have actually been, a couple of cells at this point. But, you know, that's funny, yeah? So, what can still be of national interest to classify and remain classified files from 1963 of the president assassination? It makes you wonder. 2,800 records would release Thursday, but thousands more would go under additional review before their release. And according to law, as written by Bush 1, he ordered that basically 25 years from a certain date, 1992 specifically, that there would have to be a release of this stuff in 25 years. So it's just pretty amazing that they are still dragging their feet. It just goes to show you how the government really works, right? Yeah, you know, it's just like stuff that I was made aware of when I was in the military. You know, I take that to the grave. I think declassification dates like 2102 or something like that. You know, something ridiculous. So, yeah, the government's very serious about keeping their secrets. And even from, you know, almost the most publicized event in our nation's history, in recent history, is, you know, all those records are still secret. So it makes you go, yeah. All right, if you're watching us on Facebook, make sure you say hi in the chat. We want, or hello in the comments. We want to hear from you. Hey, on 9 to 5 Mac, they've done a reporting about Cochlear, and I destroy the name of this company, but Cochlear is very famous to giving folks that are hearing impaired a cochlear implant. And a cochlear implant is what Rush Limbaugh uses and a lot of other folks that have lost their hearing, or very close to losing all their hearing. And it's amazing. There's a lot of YouTube videos about people that have gotten their hearing for the first time or got their hearing back through a cochlear implant. Now, Apple and Cochlear originally announced their partnership back in July. Today, the first product out of that partnership is available. As detailed from the Australian, Cochlear has released its made for iPhone Nucleus 7 sound processor in Australia, and it will soon come to other countries. This product is designed for users with profound hearing loss. Cochlear worked alongside Apple and their accessibility team to design the integration with the iPhone. With this partnership, users will be able to listen to music and podcasts. Awesome. Watch videos, make calls, and more through the Nucleus 7 implant. Now, the Nucleus 7 sound processor is the first made-for-iPhone implant sound processor and the smallest and lightest behind-the-ear implant sound processor available on the market. So it goes behind the ear. Oh, so this is, it's a full-on behind-the-ear. Awesome. So this is very, very cool. And it's exciting for me because the hearing impaired folks are going to have more access to spoken word. And if you have a cochlear implant and you're listening to this show, please, for God's sake, let me know and tell me how it is. Real exciting announcement today by the folks at Apple and Cochlear on this product. I found a product today that I just saw a picture and I fell in love. And the sad part about this picture is that the price on this particular device is insanely expensive. We all have desires to... Sorry here. We all have desires here. Forgot to take my prescription pill. Sorry. Everyone wants to automate their homes. They want smart lights. They want smart refrigerators. They want smart toilets. We want smart dryers. Everything. But how about a smart light switch? Because I saw this, I'm like, oh my God! I can turn the lights off all the way throughout the house using my iPad or iPhone. And I was like, yes, this is cool, because I'm always, you know, how many moms and dads out there, you're going around the house clicking the light switches off, right? We're all turning lights off to save energy, keep electricity bill down. And now that I'm starting to get electricity bill again because my wife's charging her electric car here at the house, I don't have enough panels to cover the charge. I'm like being this light switch Nazi again, right? And I'm thinking, this is awesome. Sign me up. And then I looked at the price. So Noon's pricing is crazy. Installing a system is expensive. A starter kit, which comes with one room director and two extensions, sells for $399. Additional room directors cost $199. And additional extensions cost $99. So if you want to fit your home with Noon switches, that's going to add up quick. This pricing makes it insane. But luckily, the folks at The Verge provided me a link to some other smart switches that are on the market. So I was like, oh, okay, I haven't really looked at this. So Tom's Guide, and let me bring this up for you to see. I'm thinking, you know, I'm not gonna spend $200-$300 a room. Nobody in their right mind would spend that kind of money. Let's be honest. That's just stupid money. That's rich people type of spending money to make a room smart, right? So, and if you're rich and I'm dogging on you, I'm sorry, but They've got switches from Philips and Lutron and Leviton that range between $24.99 and $59. And they talk about the good and the bad and the size and, you know, what they work with. And I'm thinking, here we go. This is the way to do this. And I really hadn't thought too much about smart switches since I put solar on the roof, because I hadn't had electricity bill, to be honest with you. You know, I was kind of let people freewheeling here, but now that I've got electric bill again, I'm thinking, And of course, lights don't add that much, but here in my house, every room, that has every room has a ceiling fan. So I'm thinking, how often do I come home in the afternoon? I've been, you know, taking the kids, I've done some meetings or whatever, and I come back and the ceiling fan in my office or in a kid's room is running, and I could have shut them stupid things off. They don't need to run while we're not home, right? So, and ceiling fans use a lot of juice. So this to me is maybe my next thing to do, and little by little through the house is to do this. What have you guys done in the home automation department for your homes? I want to hear from you. What have you put in? Let me know. All right, Hopper. And Kirk told me about Hopper today in email. Hopper is a pretty cool app, and he actually used this app to find his ticket, his airline ticket, from his home on the East Coast to Vegas and back. And I must admit, it was really inexpensive as compared to the pricing Colton's finding from Detroit to L.A. So I need to find, I'm going to have him use this Hopper app to find better pricing. And Hopper will look out for you for great deals. And it uses predictive pricing, not only to find hotels in New York, but to find flights and that kind of stuff. So I'm definitely going to be checking this out, downloading this app. If you're using Hopper, let me know. But if you're looking for cheaper hotels in New York, definitely want to check Hopper out, okay? There's a little word on the street about drones. The president has moved to fill America's skies with drones. You know, whatever Americans thinks about drone filling the big blue skies of these United States, the president apparently is jazzed about the idea of increasing that air traffic, and he's working to make it happen. On Wednesday, he signed a memo directly in the Department of Transportation to create a plan to make it easier to fly a drone for commercial purposes in the United States. Other countries have pushed ahead with national drone networks, and professional operators in the U.S. have long yearned to follow them up and away. This new initiative will likely excite companies such as Amazon, 7-Eleven, and so forth, but this is bigger than a getting quick delivery of soap or something from Amazon. This is really a new business and a whole new industry they could launch. And, you know, drones can take on tasks that are time-consuming and even dangerous for humans. They can use for search and rescue. They've been used, you know, emergency situations, assessing damage, natural disasters, wildfires, you name it, if they are used correctly, can really be a pretty incredible resource. And they feel that this could be a job market, about 100,000 people, adding $82 million to the U.S. economy by 2025. I've been flying drones a lot to try to get my hours up and get more proficient and, you know, be able to, you know, have a little fun and get my FAA license and so forth to, you know, be able to fly commercially. It's still on the agenda to do, but there's only about 1,300 people in the United States that have taken that FAA drone test. So there's huge opportunity here when there's going to be 100,000 jobs in the drone industry. If you've got the hours, you've got the time, you've been flying drones, you've gotten efficient with it. You know, there's, again, as jobs change here in the United States, you will be in a position to move on and have another productive job if you've got one that's in a industry that is dwindling down. So, you know, part of my job here at Geek News Central is to educate all of you to think about new opportunities that are out there, things that you can do as this market. You know, many of you have been here from the beginning, from the very beginning. And if I haven't adjusted and shifted and changed and adapted and done different things, you know, my company especially, we wouldn't be here. So we have to do these as individuals too. All right, the FCC is voting next month on ending the rule that prevents joint ownership of newspapers and TV or radio stations in the same geographical market. Newspapers are still a thing? Do people still get newspapers? We stopped getting a newspaper here. Well, the only newspaper I get is I buy the Thanksgiving or the sale newspaper that comes out that has all the flyers in it. That's the only newspaper I buy. I don't buy it. I don't get, because the news is old. There's nothing in there to read. And their online site sucks, to be honest with you, the local newspaper. Television? Yeah, I watch a little TV, but I don't watch local TV. I don't listen to local radio, but they want to make it possible. For those of you that still consume that content, they still want to eliminate the rule. And some others, of course. He announced during move during FCC oversight hearing in Congress yesterday, saying he wants to pull the government once and for all out of the newsroom. And again, eliminating local radio TV cross-ownership rules or prohibit one entity from owning more than two television stations. It's also a little scary with all this centralized control. That's worked out real well for iHeart, right? Aren't they broke? But anyway, that is what your FCC is up to. Daimler Chrysler Daimler Vision. One electric semi-truck promises 215-mile range, and this is the test truck. And let me, for those of you that are listening, the link will be up in the show notes. For those of you watching, I'm about ready to throw it up on the screen. This first self-driving vehicle is not a full-size semi. It is more like a local delivery truck, something that you would find on the street that would be delivering produce or meat or, you know, products or maybe a delivery to your house with furniture, you name it. It's got a payload of 24,000 pounds, and it's with 11 metric tons, as they say. It was introduced at the Tokyo car show, so it wasn't introduced here in the United States. But this all-electric big build, can I talk? This all-electric big rig builds upon the company's experience electrifying small trucks, and it's got a battery capacity up to 300 kilowatt hours with a range of 215 miles, and that's not for, not for a long haul, but we will see. And some of these electric box trucks have also been delivered. Again, this is not a self-driving vehicle. This is an electric delivery vehicle. But it won't be too long before it's self-driving. But great way to get out of the fuel business. And especially if you got a business with a big roof. Think about this, business owners. You've got this big acreage. Let's say you've got a big compound where you're bringing these trucks in, you're loading them. And they're going out and making deliveries. And they come back and they plug in. What if you've got solar on the roof to charge these things? You eliminate fuel cost. There's got to be a good business model for that, I would think. You know, and it offset electricity costs of your plant and everything. Here in Hawaii, almost every business has a full roof of solar panels. NASA is testing a powerful engine that will take astronauts into deep space. There's pretty spectacular footage from this rocket test at Stennis Space Center in Mississippi. And the video shows the test of an RS-25 engine that will power NASA's next generation rocket, the Space Launch System, SLS. The rocket, the agency's most powerful since the Saturn V that took astronauts to the moon in the 60s, is designed to bring astronauts out of low orbit to deep space destinations, including the moon and possibly Mars. Again, the SLS will have four RS-25 engines. This particular RS-25 engine, called E-2063, will be used on the second test flight of the Exploration Mission 2, which is scheduled to take place no later than mid-2022. So, still a few years away. We know that the Exploration Mission 1 is likely to happen in late 2019, budgets allowing. Over at MakeUseOf.com, protect your electronics from water within, and they got seven great tips to keep your electronics high and dry, and talks about some containers you can buy and shelving and all kinds of different things. And most of you in homes don't have to worry about flooding, but businesses or maybe live in a flood area. So anyway, here's a link in the show notes for that. You can definitely check it out. Good info. Netflix is targeting Asia for its next 100 million subscribers. The streaming service plans to work with cable providers to try to attract more customers. And with plans to spend at least $7 billion on content next year, Netflix needs more subscribers to expand its war chest. And having mostly conquered the West, Netflix is pivoting east and plans on tapping cable providers in Asia to host Netflix app on their set-top boxes. Netflix seeks to rack up its next 100 million subscribers in Asia. So, notably in, with, oh, what exceptions? Netflix isn't starting from scratch. Service entered region 2 years ago in Japan. Now is present in most Asian countries, with the notable exception of China and North Korea. And so we'll see what happens there. But more Asian programming. For those of you that are have English as a second language, you're from Japan or South Korea or wherever you may be from. Have some skills. Amazon is offering you $25,000 for a kid-friendly Alexa skill. It's called the Alexa Skills Challenge. Kids invites developers to win cash for child-directed Alexa skills. And they're going to give away 13 prizes to win a share of $250,000 in prize money, including a total of $25,000 to the grand prize winner. Converted, that's about 19,000 pounds or 32,600 Australian. The skills need to be in English and submitted to the U.S. Alexa Skills Store. And so anyway, very, very cool. You have to submit the skill by January 10th. So get your coding butt in gear. Logitech Circle 2 security camera picks up Google Assistant support. It's available for the wired Circle 2 and first-gen Logi Circle. Okay. For those of you that try to live in a Google ecosystem as much as possible, buying smart home gadgets that work with the Google Assistant can make life a lot easier, supposedly. Logitech Security 2 security cameras came out early summer, and it's finally getting the Assistant integration, quote-unquote, they say it deserves. Link will be up in the show notes on that over at androidcentral.com. Do you do a lot of video streaming? Well, there's 12 streaming apps that you want to get to be able to download videos to your phone from those services. So, again, if you ever want to download a video that you saw online, don't worry. Again, there's several apps for that. But don't expect to download Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Videos, or the like. What you can download is from YouTube, Vimeo, and so forth. Then there's products like Facebook Down, TW Down for Twitter, Scope Down for Periscope, DownloadGram for Instagram, YouTube for YouTube. Again, a number of apps for that. Link will be up in the show notes for you to check out. Some of them you can use on the desktop as well. If you ride Uber a lot, now you can add multiple stops to your Uber ride. So if you're heading home from a night out with friends, sharing an Uber often makes a lot of sense. And often now you just have to tell the driver verbally where you want to go and then input a new address each time someone gets out of the car. And it's pretty frustrating for both you and the driver. But today, you can add up to 3 stops within the Uber app for a single trip. So that's pretty cool. At CES, this works out really well because we get in a car, and there's someone else that wants to go in the same area, and one of the other usually has to pay for it. So now, again, you can do those multiple stops, which is awesome if you decide to use Uber and not Lyft. Did you know that the iOS app, and especially iOS 11, shares your camera with a lot of different apps? Did you know that's not always a good idea, because once an app has permission to access the camera, it can send pictures or turn itself on without really you even knowing it? So you don't have to put tape over your camera. All you really do is need to open your settings, go to privacy, and then select camera. There you'll see every app that the camera has access permission to, and you can toggle them off. It's always good to do that privacy stuff from time to time to clean up what apps have access to what parts of your phone. Reddit has banned communities accused of inciting violence, and they're embarking on a new mission to rid itself of their nastiest communities, users, and even memes. The social media site is banning any group or individual inciting violence, and the brunt of the communities taking the initial hit are those populated by self-confessed racists. And so they've killed a bunch. And the racists are not happy. But I guess they're going to have to find another place to go and be racist, but they're not going to do it on Reddit anymore. They put the hammer down, and good for Reddit to do that. Google Pixelbook, there's a good review on this. Android and Google Assistant transforms the Chromebook. So the Pixelbook is Google's latest attempt to make the Chromebook cool. Despite two prior generations of flagship Chromebook Pixels and a handful of high-end copycats from other manufacturers, the Chromebook category remains in really kind of a rut. And I know some people that use Chromebooks specifically, but again, Google's answer to make Pixelbook more like a smartphone. It joins a growing list of Chromebook models. So I have the link up in the show notes. If you want to look at that, it's a little big for a smartphone. It won't fit in my pocket. You know, artificial intelligence is really, it's big right now. And if you are, you know, if you have half a brain and you're going into any type of computer science, you're going to have some classes in there on artificial intelligence. But did you know one of the leading writers on artificial intelligence is still a high schooler? This is pretty amazing to me. It really, really is. And this teenager is shaking up the AI world. And, you know, Elon Musk and others nearly 2 years ago formed a nonprofit research lab called OpenAI. And they published dozens of research papers. And a recently one was posted that is different. Its lead author is still in high school. The Wonder Kid is Kevin Franz, a senior currently working in his college applications. He trained his first neural network, the kind of system that tech giants use to recognize your voice or face, 2 years ago at the age of 15, inspired reports of software mastering Atari games and the board game Go. And he's since been reading research papers and building pieces of what they describe. So this kid's got a great future. You know, you got to embrace. When, you know, my challenge has always been is finding out what do you love? Trying so many different things to kind of spark creativity and, you know, find something that they can be passionate about. It's cool to see a teenager do this. But a good article on this young man and some of the stuff he's doing. So I have the link up in the show notes. And if you're into artificial intelligence, you're definitely going to want to read his paper. Saudi Arabia is investing $1 billion of our oil money in Virgin Galactic and its spinoff companies. And, you know, Richard Branson's private space venture, Virgin Galactic, is pretty happy. As the spaceship company in Virgin Orbit is going to get some money from the Saudis. The money will go towards Virgin Space Tourism Program and help accelerate the development of the company's new launch vehicle to send small satellites into orbit. So Saudis are going to get a piece, a little bit of percentage there. You can now use a Google Home device to send voice commands to watch HBO, CBS, and the CW on Chromecast. So if you have a Chromecast and you have a Google Home device, you can actually fire it up and tell it how to get to the specific area on your Chromecast. So that's kind of cool. I've got a Chromecast in my bedroom, but I rarely use it. It's either the Amazon Fire or the Roku. That's the two things I use the most. Samsung's new Galaxy Tab A takes on Amazon's low-cost tablets. Samsung's newest Android tablet, the Galaxy Tab A, is a 1200 by 800 display with a 5000 mAh battery, 32 gigs of built-in storage, a 5-megapixel front-facing camera, and it's on sale for, let's see, Amazon Fire Tablet. It'll be $229 when it's released on November 1st, as opposed for $80 the Amazon Fire HD 8 or the 7-inch 7 Kids Edition tablet. It's a little bit more expensive, but it's running Android 7.1. Has a USB-C, available in black or silver. So if you're looking for something for Christmas, a cheaper tablet for the kids, this may be an option for you. Again, if you're joining us live, make sure you say hello in the chat room or say hello on Facebook. We want to hear from you. Just drop a comment, say hi. Apple's $1 billion TV lineup will be family-friendly, and it will not be the Game of Thrones. A Hollywood insider is painting a picture of a conservative company testing the waters. And this is kind of weird to hear Apple being conservative. According to Bloomberg, Apple is taking a markedly different path with its streaming TV series than the likes of HBO Now or Showtime. The source report, which includes Hollywood producers and other industry leaders who have met with the company in recent months, paint a picture of a very conservative corporation making slow progress. They say that Apple has expressed a preference for uplifting, family-friendly shows, and has been disinterested in other kinds of pitches, even those from prestigious artists. So, no sexual reference type stuff. Looks like Super G, House on the Prairie type stuff, I think. So, we will see what Apple TV comes out with. But they're not getting too crazy on the content. Do they know who their customers are? Tesla's been hit with a labor complaint on behalf of fired factory workers. The United Auto Workers filed a complaint today to the National Relations Boards on behalf of hundreds of Tesla factory workers who were fired, I can't talk tonight, from the assembly plant last week. The UAW posted a copy of the complaint made against Tesla on its website. The UAW says the complaint was made on Wednesday to Oakland office of the National Relations Boards. The unit claims the recent culling of several hundred Tesla employees included many who were involved in a pro-union movement at the Fremont assembly plant and those who wore pro-union shirts and stickers. The Fremont factory site has roots in the UAW. It was once a former joint manufacturing facility owned by GM and Toyota. Hence, GM and Toyota no longer being there. Hence, probably the reason they weren't there to begin with. Despite ongoing efforts under Tesla's ownership, the factory is not unionized. A pro-union rally was held Tuesday in front of the plant, which was documented in a Facebook post. Oh, man, if they fired those folks, they're trying to form a union. Oh, boy, oh, boy. That won't bode well at all. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. Are you in an area that has a Zipcar? Zipcar is offering unlimited access to its cars during the work week for a monthly fee. Zipcar announced this program for urban dwellers who are willing to pay a monthly subscription for unlimited access to its vehicles. It's a sign that Avis Budget Group owned company, in the face of new competition from legacy automakers, has aspiration becomes the Netflix for cars. So from 5 a.m. Monday through 7 p.m. Friday, for $199 to $299, depending on the city, plus 45 cents a mile, that cost includes gas, insurance, and maintenance, okay, and cleaning, as well as a dedicated parking spot. You know, that's $299, my good friends, that don't have vehicles. I understand you may live somewhere where you don't have a parking spot, but if you do, if you're in a condo or a house, or if you have a single parking spot, you can go to Nissan for about $5,000, maybe a little less. You can get a 3-year lease on a Nissan Leaf and pay about, if you get the low mileage one, about $175 to $180 a month. For the high mileage one, about $200 to $205. Why would you spend $3,600 a year for a vehicle you still have to pay 45 cents a mile? Doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Seems high to me. But I guess if you live in New York City where parking is, you know, $1,000 a month, you know, maybe a Zipcar makes sense. But I think for the majority of folks, this is going to be available for people in Boston, New York, Philadelphia, Chicago, San Francisco, Seattle, Toronto, and Washington, D.C. Okay. Oh, it began as an experiment. Now it's available, I guess, wherever Zipcars are at. Anybody use Zipcars? I could see it's like a short-term rental would be good if you're visiting a city and don't want to be in a rental car all week. But not for $300 a month. Best Buy is offering up to $150 off both the iPad Pro, off both iPad Pro models. So if you're in the market for a new iPad, this might be a good time to head over to Best Buy. Again, $150 off both the 10.5 and 12.9 inch models of the iPad Pro. And the boy, that big iPad Pro is beautiful. It really is. I don't have much use for it. You know, I use it on demos and meetings and that kind of stuff, but I don't use it in the house. But it is beautiful. You can now buy event tickets directly Facebook with SeatGeek. Facebook has teamed up with SeatGeek to make Ticket Marketplace's primary distribution partner. Now, if you want to buy tickets to an event on Facebook, you can purchase them without leaving the site. If those tickets are sold, again, by SeatGeek. So I'm not familiar with them, but they probably have some venues they cover. Windows 10, for you IT directors out there, Windows 10 now does hands-free, no reboot upgrades. With a new subscription activation, Microsoft lets enterprise ITs do away with the old wipe and image OS deployment method and use an automatic on-reboot upgrade scheme to morph Windows 10 Pros to Windows 10 Enterprise. And the subscription, I'm sure, is very pricey and will have to be negotiated by your employer. Twitter shows signs of life with renewed user growth. Monthly active users grew 4% year-over-year to 330 million. Quarterly sales of 589.6 million topped analyst estimates. Twitter beat estimates and added more monthly users, indicating signs of life. So good for them. Some other good earnings reports out too. Amazon. Oh, excuse me. That should have been. Oh, what happened? I just killed it. I thought I had the earnings reports all on one page. I didn't. Amazon discounts LG G6 if you accept Prime ads. So they're going to give you a discount on it if you want to be advertised to. You know, why do you want a phone that's going to advertise to you? It sounds like a big pain. If you're on eBay a lot, find it on eBay searches with pictures instead of words. Great if you don't know how to find what you're looking for. So if you're looking for red shoes and you have a picture of the red shoes, you upload the picture of the red shoes to this Find It on eBay, and eBay will find those red shoes for you. So kind of cool to be able to find stuff that you're looking for that you don't have a name or style or manufacturer for. Smart on eBay. McAfee says it's no longer going to permit government source code review. U.S.-based cyber firm McAfee said it will drop source code reviews, and that's interesting. And we know that McAfee was among several companies that exceeded in allowing the government to look at their code, but they are too worried about leaks. And with all the software that's been leaked all over by the government agencies, I don't blame them one bit. GoFundMe has launched a native content arm to make videos for campaigns. So what this is kind of interesting. I had to read this twice to figure it out. But they're going to be creating videos of really cool GoFundMe campaigns. So the studio released its first film today, a 9-minute short called Jim Ford Repo Man. And there are several other films already in production. And I haven't seen the video, and I don't know how this relates to a GoFundMe by the Jim Ford, the Repo Man. But anyway, link will be up in the show notes. You can go watch the video yourself. Rotten Tomatoes, most of you know what that is. Rotten Tomatoes is going to do a Facebook show that's going to give you weekly movie advice. And we know that a lot of companies are venturing into live videos on Facebook and providing live programming. They're just one of many that is joining the climb of new shows coming on that are doing both on YouTube and are doing on Facebook as well. Google has partnered with Fact Checking Network to fight fake news. Google is taking its battle against misleading information to the real world. The company has partnered with the International Fact Checking Network, a nonpartisan organization run by the Poynter Institute that advocates across the globe for accuracy in online articles. The IFCN holds an annual fact-checking conference, funds fellowships, and provides training for would-be fake news detectives, plus it's the author behind a widely accepted code of principles for media organizations. So they're going to work with them in three different ways to try to get a grip on the fake news that proliferates Facebook even today. Alphabet has delivered a knockout quarter, handily beating the estimates from Wall Street. They had a really, really good quarter. Quarter three revenue, $27.8 billion compared to $27.2 billion that the analysts thought they were going to have. They had earnings of $9.57 a share compared to $8.33 per share that the analysts estimated. $8.7 billion in revenue, a loss of $861 million. So even though they had a loss, they still had a serious increase in income. And that's awesome. Oh, wait a minute. Third quarter last year, 8.7 third quarter this year. Well, it grew managing loss as well with the division to 812 compared to 800. Oh, so they only lost $812 million this quarter compared to $861 in the same quarter last year. So don't worry, they got lots of money to burn over there. Because that's all their joint ventures. But anyway, very, very cool from Alphabet. Intel has also beat analyst expectations, and the company had, what was their revenue here? Revenue clocked in at $16.15 billion against $15.73 billion the analysts expected. Intel reported net income of $4.52 billion, up 30%, 34% from last year. And as a disclosure, I do own Intel stock. So that's awesome. Good job, guys. That helps the old dividend a lot. Amazon Web Services crosses the $1 billion in operating profit as revenue jumps 42% to $4.6 billion. Amazon Web Services are really growing strong, and revenue from public cloud leader rose 42% to $4.6 billion during the quarter, matching 42% growth posted last quarter. AWS continues to defend its turf despite renewed competition from Microsoft and the other folks that are out there. So, AWS is now on an $18 billion revenue run rate, which is a massive amount. So, good job to Amazon and continue to grow AWS Web Services. Microsoft Cloud has run an annualized run rate passing $20 billion. More than 3 years ago, Microsoft promised to reach an annualized revenue of $20 billion in its corporate cloud business. By the end of 2018, the company's delivered early in quarter one, earning released today again $20.4 billion. Microsoft reported total revenue of $24.5 billion with a net income of $6.6 billion and earnings per share of 84 cents, compared to revenue of $22.3 billion, net income of $6 billion, and earnings per share of 0.76 in Q1 2017. So everyone is turning in good quarters. Really good quarters. The economy's on the grow, folks. Economy's on the grow. Interesting, isn't it? Nissan has come out with a concept car that looks pretty sexy for Nissan. Nissan is really, you know, they have very few cars that really turn my eye. But this concept vehicle looks pretty slick. Of course, it's just a concept vehicle. And then get the Tokyo Motor Show. They unveiled the IMX, its newest electric and autonomous concept. And wow, it's pretty sexy. But again, this is a self-driving electric vehicle. And all the details are on the article over at Wired.com, which will be obviously in the show notes for you. Verizon's created a new $10 monthly charge to remove video throttling. This, for Verizon Wireless customers, you'll regain the ability to stream mobile video at the highest resolution, but it's going to cost extra. On November 3rd, you can pay an extra $10 a month to remove the cap on video resolution. Wow, I didn't know they did that. This is the latest in a series of changes at Verizon relate to unlimited data plans and video quality. In February, Verizon offered unlimited data plans for the first time in years, boasting it would not impose limits on video quality, unlike some other carriers. But that changed in August when Verizon imposed video limits on both unlimited data plans and plans with monthly caps. Isn't that nasty? Isn't that false advertising? Since then, smartphones with unlimited data plans have received a video resolution up to 720. The Go Unlimited data plan of 480. So it looks like folks only got up to 720p. So I guess you're going to be able to pay $10 extra, then you can get better than at 720p. They're just looking to milk more money out of us. It's just ridiculous. British Telecom is slashing the price of line rental for landline-only customers. And it appears there are roughly 1.5 million landline-only customers throughout the United Kingdom, two-thirds of which get their service from BT. They're reducing the price from £12 per month to £7 per month. So it's a savings of £84 a year. Wait a minute. We'll start paying just £12 per month for line rental. That's 7 month price. They cut it to 12 and they did a £7 cut. Okay, so the new price is 12 and they cut it by £7. All right, I got you. All right, so you're paying 19 before. It's amazing though, only 1.5 million people left with landlines. Cool video. It's 3 hours long though. The Bloodhound prepares for a land speed record. They did a 200 mile per hour test run. Their goal is to beat 763 miles per hour, but they hope to crack 1,000 with this vehicle. I think they got a ways to go, but they did do a 200 mile per hour run on a runway and had a 3 hour live cast to share all about it. And I'm sure that they'll continue to inch the speeds up little by little, but at some point they're going to move to an African desert. And that's where they have the only place that they have enough room to do the run. The dry lake bed in California is not going to work. It's not long enough. So they're going someplace in South Africa to do the high-speed runs to get the world record, or attempt to. AT&T's first 5G Evolution mobile hotspot is available today. And, AT&T announced the launch of the 5G Evolution network a few months back. And this is the very first MiFi that will do this. Users connect to 20 Wi-Fi devices, and it's promised with that the 5,040 mAh battery will be good for 24 hours of battery life. And what else? But anyway, that's available for those of you on AT&T if you need a MiFi or a hotspot. Facebook Marketplace makes car buying faster. You can already buy and sell almost anything on Facebook, but the world's largest social network wants you to go to be a destination for buying cars. And the company's inked a deal with the auto dealership websites to make it easier for users to buy and sell vehicles on their marketplace platform. Really? Facebook is trying to get into everything, and they get a piece. They get a percentage of any sale that they do on that. Alexa can control. I'm switching articles. Alexa can control all the Dish TVs in your home, so take charge of the sets beyond the living room. Uh-oh, I'm so sorry. I think I just triggered everyone's. But anyway, that Amazon device can control all Dish TVs in your home. So if you have a Dish TV, link is up in the show notes. Again, I'm a big Slack user. I love Slack. Slack screen sharing now allows other users to take control. So I have not played with this feature yet. So I'm definitely going to check it out, see if we can do it with customers as well versus just team members. But this does require to be on a paid plan, and we are. And so anyway, we'll have to definitely check it out. And my team is on the paid Slack channels already. Good article in the New York Times about the Russian tweet accounts and some examples of what those Twitter accounts did. One was supposedly a Tennessee GOP account, but it turned out it was actually a Russian account. But yet they were able to get 130,000 followers by being pretty ridiculous in some of the stuff that they said. But to give you a little insight to some of the stuff that was happening to us during the election time and what we were being subjected to. SpaceX is going to return to the scene of its last explosion in December. SpaceX will fly its next mission to the International Space Station from launch pad SLC-40 at Cape Canaveral, marking the first flight from the pad since the Falcon 9 exploded during fueling in September 2016. SpaceX will use a previously used Dragon spacecraft for this flight too. one that flew on the sixth commercial resupply mission and for NASA CRS-6 back in April 2015. This will be the second time SpaceX has reused a Dragon ship. The first was earlier this summer. So SpaceX has been repairing SLC-40 while launching all of its Florida missions from another launch pad. So very, very cool. SLC-40 has been repaired, and they're ready to start using it again. So what's the date of that launch? December what? Does it say what day the launch is? No, it's going to be sometime in December. So hopefully they have better luck second time on this launch pad. Hey, did you know we got a visitor from an object from another solar system? Well, an interstellar object has been spotted in our solar system. And this bad boy was flat out moving. And it was coming in at, get this, like 57,000 miles per hour. And astronomers reconstructed what's called the A-2017 UN path through our solar system using their knowledge on the object's orbit, thought to be less than 1,300 feet wide. A-2017 approached from the direction of the constellation Lyra, again screaming through space at nearly 57,000 miles per hour. It came in nearly perpendicular to the elliptic, the plane in which the eight major planets orbit. The object crossed that plane on September 2nd, inside the orbit of Mercury, then made its closest pass the Sun a week later. UN made its closest approach to Earth on October 14th, coming within 15 million miles, about 60 times the Earth-Moon distance. The object is now, it got a kick in the butt. The object is now above the elliptic and rocketing towards the outer solar system at about 97,200 miles per hour. So it got a boost. The sun gave it a big kick in the pants. So this is pretty awesome. And this is the first time scientists have detected an interstellar object coming into our solar system. This is a pretty big deal. Scientists said, we've been waiting for this day for decades. Paul Chedas, manager of the Center for Near-Earth Object Studies at the NASA Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena. It's been long theorized that such objects exist. Asteroids are comets moving around between the stars and occasionally passing through our solar system. But this is the first such detection. So far, everything indicates is likely an interstellar object, but more data would help to confirm it. But this bad boy came in just hot. And if you think about it, how it transited so fast is amazing. It really is. But anyway, just absolutely getting down and going. I find it amazing. They came in above Mercury, behind the Sun, behind Earth, and then swung out and headed out. And it made that distance in just a very short amount of time. Really, really crazy stuff here. So, anyway, link will be up. Of course, it wasn't headed towards our outer planets. You know, we're pretty close in the scheme of things. There's a good article on BBC about how Australia's $49 billion internet network came to be ridiculed. And this is about, a nationwide internet service that was supposed to be rolled out to a lot of areas that... rural in nature, and they've actually just blown the budget out, and it's not delivering the speeds it's supposed to, and lots of nasty talking about in Australia. So if you're down there, I'd love to hear about you, about this $49 billion internet network that's been being run around the country. Over in CNET, they say you can get a GoPro Hero action camera for $63. Huh? You have to wait a few weeks to get it. Okay, now check this out. So here it is. TomTop has the original GoPro Hero Act camera for $6308, shipped when you apply promo code GPCM6 at checkout. Again, this is the original. This is not a refurb. It's not a stripped down OEM. It's an actual GoPro Hero. Now, it's a couple years old with a relative limited feature set. And because of this, a pre-sale won't ship until November 5th, meaning you're not likely to receive it until late November. It's coming from China with estimated delivery in 7 to 15 business days. Is it a smart purchase? Back in 2014, a $130 GoPro was big news. Today, with so many clones selling for $100, this is not so incredible. There are other options like DV Power, $100, 4K camera, has a 2-inch screen, Wi-Fi remote, 2 batteries. Again, lots of cameras. Of course, your phone has got a pretty good camera too. But link will be up in show notes on this if you want to pick up one of these. This might be a cool thing for a starter camera for one of your kids. Again, it's a GoPro Hero and one of the early models. But again, $63 with that promo code. Definitely check it out. Amazon discounts Fire devices once again for a limited time. And the Fire Tablet Halloween promotion runs from 10/22 to 10/28. $20 off Fire Kids Edition, $30 off Fire HD 8, $50 off Fire Kids Edition 2-pack, and $80 off Fire HD 8 Kids 2-pack. Link will be up in the show notes. All right, I just seem like I've been going forever today on the show, right? I'm already a little over on time. Let me see where we're at with show notes, emails. I think this is it. No emails came in, geeknews@gmail.com. Paul, hey, how you doing? You're up late there in Austin. But I'm going to kick you out of here. And we'll be on Saturday with the new media show. Starts at 9 a.m. Pacific. So we get started early here in Hawaii. So if you want to hang out for that, you can do that. But otherwise, drop me an email, geeknews@gmail.com. Thank you for your ongoing support. It's greatly appreciated that continue to support our sponsors and becoming an insider. That is definitely appreciated as well. That helps us keep the lights on and do these big upgrades like I announced at the beginning of the show. And again, this was not really kind of planned, but they had such an incredible deal where I got to keep the old TriCaster and get a new one at the same time. I could hardly turn that down. It was just, you know, too good to be true. But anyway, that's it. Let's get out of here. Everyone, thanks for being here. Everyone take care. We'll see you back here on Monday, live Tuesday for the delivered show. Everyone take care. We'll see you next time. Aloha.